Welcome to another edition of the Natural Rockstar Vixen. This is Candace from Natural Rockin'. Today we're going to be talking about traction alopecia, or how to avoid the bald on the sides look. Okay, let's get started. Okay, let's get started. So we're taking our information from the University of Iowa, or uich.org, from Dr. Nakanye Z. Ferguson. She's a dermatologist surgeon that contributed to this article. It was about avoiding traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is also known as being bald on the sides. Not a very friendly term. But it does happen, and we have to watch out for it. It can be avoided, actually. So these are the things that we have to do to avoid it, because it's actually a pretty sad condition, and I feel really bad for the ladies that do have it. They have to do so much to cover up their condition. They have to wear more head coverings, more wigs, sometimes these things actually add to the damage and actually makes it worse. So we're not talking about alopecia that you're born with or alopecia from cancer treatments. We're talking about traction alopecia. Traction alopecia can be avoided. So these are the things that we can do to avoid these. Okay, let's go down the list. Tight hairstyles. So tight hairstyles has been named as a big culprit. So these can be seen, and unfortunately you can see them in some children. You have to be careful about how you style your daughter's hair. Make sure her hair is not being pulled too tight. After you set your daughter's hair or do it for school, come back and check it and make sure she doesn't have any of the signs of alopecia that's coming. And the signs of alopecia is small bumps on the scalp. There's a pulling sensation. If you notice your daughter is trying to pull at her hair because she's trying to ease the pain, it really hurts. So you may have to do something about that. There's a tenderness, there's crusting, and there's stinging on the scalp. And so these are all signs of alopecia, that traction alopecia is coming. So when you see these things, you have to do something about it. You can catch it. You have to catch it early. You have to make some changes to your hairstyle that you've chosen for you or your child. So, yeah, catch it early. If you catch it early, you can actually stop it in its tracks. So, avoid them tight hairstyles that can cause scarring and permanent loss of hair. So, permanent. Permanent is such a scary word, isn't it? Permanent means once it's gone, it's gone. We don't want that. I don't want that. I know you don't want that. Unless you're going for like the bald look that was on the Black Panther, you know, that looks really cool. But usually children, they kind of want hair because, you know, that's just how kids are. Sometimes children can be mean. We don't want our children to be subject to bullying. So do yourself a favor. Check your child's hairstyle after she gets it done. Make sure it doesn't have those little red bumps at the scalp. That's pulling her hair follicles out of her head. So just do that. Just double check it. Of course, that's for adults as well, because that's when you see a lot of it. It's the ladies, they do have the bald on the side alopecia. And we want to avoid that. Okay, so we did that. We talked about that. Okay, and when we do have braids, make sure they're not too tight. And it shouldn't be too tight or sore to the touch. And if you look and you see a whole bunch of those little white tips at the end of the hair follicles near the scalp, that's a dead giveaway too, that your hair is getting pulled out. So white tips, be cautious and take it out. Be proactive. So get it before it does any more damage. Around your hairline, have looser braids. So I know everybody likes to have a tighter look, but there's a way to do it where you don't have to have it so tight that it's actually pulling your hair out. So don't test your baby hairs like that. You can do it. You can still have ponytails, but you don't have to have it so tight that it's actually pulling like at your skin. You don't want that. Another tip they said that University of Iowa actually said is to change your hairstyle more often. Take breaks between tighter hairstyles. So yeah, so take breaks, wear a looser hairstyle, wear your hair loose, wear your hair down. You know, if you keep your hair in a ponytail all the time, just take a break, wear your hair down, let your scalp rest a little bit. Okay, and they said wear to low to moderate risk hairstyles, which are loose ponytails, buns, wear your hair a little low. If you do wear a wig, make sure you protect your hair properly. They mentioned satin wig caps. So I'm not sure if they have those, but if they do, it sounds like a great idea. They do mention that relaxers are one of the first things that you have to let go of if you want to keep your edges, because relaxers are a caustic chemical. They're a chemical that actually can burn through metal. Now, we know that flesh is weaker than metal, but this is a chemical that can burn through metal, and we're putting it on our bodies? Does that make any sense? And, you know, we feel bad for the times in the past when we thought that was the best thing to do, because everybody was doing it and it was like a bad thing to see your hair. You're like, oh, my edges, oh, my new growth, oh, I gotta do something about it, let me go get a touch up. That's a thing though. And yeah, I had a relaxer in my in high school, and yes, do you know, it looked good and stuff when I came out the salon for about a couple of weeks or so. You know, you're looking good. But then all of a sudden, my hair just fell out. Just stopped growing. Just like, what? What's really going on? I just never was the one that could get my hair to look like the pictures. My hair looked crazy. So, and by the time of my senior year, I started growing it out and started feeling a lot, you know, a lot more comfortable with myself. So I got a relaxer in my freshman year. And by the time senior year, I started cutting it out and started growing my natural hair. So it's a decision that I fully endorse, and I would do it all over again. I wouldn't do the relaxer again, though. Because remember, and yeah, oh, I can remember having my hair done and getting a relaxer in. I had so many scars in my head. It was terrible. It was even a scar where the stylist had parted my hair, and it was so weird. So that's an experience that, whew, it makes you who you are. But I'm not going back there. So for me, relaxers are just canceled. Not doing it no more. And they said that you could do a lot better if you leave those behind. And I think they're kind of on their way out the door anyway. You still have some people that are holding on to relaxers, but for the most part, most people are realizing that that's no bueno. No bueno. And they'd rather wear weaves and wigs, which is a better choice. But you do have to watch out for our subject. What are we talking about? Traction alopecia. Okay. Now we went on for our experience, so let's move on from that. Okay, what do you think about crochet braids? Because you can actually like sew onto your braided pattern lots of fluffy hairstyles. That's a great alternate, a great choice for wearing your real hair in braids, as long as it's not too tight, and putting a nice summer style on top. Say you're going on vacation, you know, that's a wonderful choice. And, you know, that gives me an idea. Maybe we should talk about natural hair on vacation, how to deal with that. So look for that in the future. We're going to do that. Okay, if you do choose to wear weaves, you use the sew-in method instead of the glue-on method, because glue, if it pulls up, or say you just got into a bar fight, I don't know what you're doing, getting into a bar fight or something like that, somebody pulls your hair. Do you know if that weave get pulled and you have it, if you have it glued on, it pulls up, it's gonna pull your hair out with it, and you're gonna have the bald look. You are gonna get bald. So choose sew-in weaves instead of glue. Okay, so that's just a favor to us all. Just do that. Because we want you to stay pretty. We want you to stay pretty until you are no more. Until you die. Just stay gorgeous as long as possible. Let's prolong those looks that put us in the category of not feeling your best, not looking your best. Let's just stay away from that, because we're naturally gorgeous. Keep that natural gorgeous look as long as possible. So that's why we're doing these podcasts, to keep our naturally gorgeous look. Okay, another tip we got is to wear satin bonnets. I do that. So that's satin bonnets, do-rags, that's the best thing that you can do for your hair when you're sleeping. And if you're really getting fancy, do a satin pillowcase. I don't have one of those, because I'm afraid that it'll get like oily. But I do have plenty of satin bonnets. In fact, I'm looking for more, like every time I go to the beauty supply store. Satin bonnets are great. Wrap or pin curl your hair at night. Or what I do when I'm wearing my hair loose, like I have my current style is, I have my puff cuff during the days, and at night, I either take it, put it in a loose pineapple on top of my head, or if the curls are falling out, I refresh them by braiding my hair into little sections. And then I put my satin bonnet on top. Then I let it loose in the morning, fluff it up a little bit, and stick it in the puff cuff. See, puff cuffs are great because they don't tear at your hair. Like, they get you that look that you want of your hair, like up out of your face, and they don't pull at your scalp. And we actually met the creator of the puff cuff, and that actually just like was made my year, because I admired the puff cuff since it came out. So I wholly endorse the puff cuff. So she's a very nice lady, and support her. She is, her product is fantastic. So all right, okay, we talked about that. I think that's just about the end. So I'd like to thank the University of Iowa and thank Dr. Nakanye Z. Ferguson. She's the surgeon that provided all this information. She's my contributor about the traction alopecia. So thank you for that. This was very good information. Okay, well, that's all I got for now. And I will see you next time. And you just keep rocking on there. You rock on and rock those natural hairstyles and rock your good skin and just be beautiful. Okay, we'll see you next time. You guys have a good day now. Bye-bye.